أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من شر الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وطبيب نفوسنا وشفيع ذنوبنا سيدنا ومولانا أبي القاسم محمد. والصلاة والسلام على أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين الميامين المنتجبين، واللعنة الدائمة الأبدية على أعدائهم أجمعين إلى قيام يوم الدين. أما بعد، فقد روي أنه خطب أمير المؤمنين عليه السلام فحمد الله عز وجل وأثنى عليه وصلى على محمد وآله، ثم قال: سلوني أيها الناس قبل أن تفقدوني، سلوني أيها الناس قبل أن تفقدوني، سلوني أيها الناس قبل أن تفقدوني. فقام إليه صعصع بن صوحان فقال: يا أمير المؤمنين، يا أمير المؤمنين، متى يخرج الدجال؟ فقال له علي عليه السلام: أقعد، فقد سمع الله كلامك وعلم ما أردت.
صلوات صلي على محمد وآل محمد.
إن شاء الله، our last two nights we are going to talk about the signs of the appearance of our 12th Imam Ajjalallahu Ta'ala Farajahu Sharif. There are so many narrations, ahadith, narrated by both schools. School of Companion and School of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salatu wasalam, talking about the signs of the coming of the Imam alayhi salatu wasalam. So these signs, basically, they are two types. One are which indicate the type of the people before the coming of the Imam. How will be the type of the people, the nature of the people, the characteristics of these people. And the second one are as they say, supernatural signs. So tonight, inshallah, we are going to take the characteristics of the people before the coming of the Imam. So at least if we see these people, if these types of people, we see them every day, then the coming of the Imam is soon. If we see them, very few of them, then that means a little bit Imam will take longer time. So let's see these signs of the people, the characteristics of the people of the end time. How these people will be, what will be their nature. And let's compare. If you count, I believe that you will find most of these characteristics are available. So just count those which are not there. And at the end, I'll ask you how many of these signs you have not experienced or you have not seen. I'll ask you a question at the end of our lecture. Because we are going to mention this khutbah of Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salatu wasalam. As I mentioned, there are so many ahadith. So many. Many of them, they are weak ahadith. But the multiple narrations of these ahadith, they are narrated by multiple narrators, which makes it stronger. Even some of the details, they might not be that stronger, but the content which is narrated by most of the narrations is as strong. This is called tawatur ma'nawi. That means narrated by multiple narrators, which has a common meaning in it. So even if the narration was weak, the common point which is narrated by many narrators is a strong point. Sayyid Muhammad al-Sadr rahmatullahi alayhi, he mentions these signs individually. We are going to just take the khutbah as it is, khutbah of Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salatu wasalam. This khutbah is also not strongly linked by proper narrations. Sayyid Muhammad al-Sadr said that it has ضعف في السند, that means the link has, but there are other khutab, there are other ahadith which they support the content of this khutbah from both schools. The same content has been mentioned in Sahih Bukhari, Sahih Muslim, and other books of school Ahlul Bayt. Some of them, the Shaykh Tusi has mentioned. So, but this khutbah has all indexed the whole like the characteristics of the people of the end time. They are indexed in one khutbah. So that's why we are going to go through this khutbah. Amir al-Mu'minin alayhi salatu wasalam, in this khutbah, he was in Masjid al-Kufa. And Masjid al-Kufa, Kufa Mosque, is a huge mosque. And it's vast and it's open. So imagine if you are standing there, people are standing there. Imagine how Amir al-Mu'minin alayhi salatu wasalam was able to pass his voice to thousands of people standing in front of him without the sound system, without the availability of the sound system. So that's something amazing, that how Imam alayhi salatu wasalam is able to pass his message and word to all these thousands who are standing in front of him. So Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam said, "Saluni qabla an tafqiduni." Ask me before you lose me or before you miss me. What? Because Imam Ali used to tell them, Imam Ali was treasure of knowledge. But these people, they did not appreciate Imam. If Imam Ali was in Japan or in Germany, they would have squeezed the hell or squeezed the knowledge out of Imam Ali salatu wasalam. But unfortunately, he was in rural Bedouin area. If all their worries were to win the wars and wage the wars, and all this kind of mentality was there. All they wanted was the land, land, land. Nobody thought at that time about this knowledge and this Amir al-Mu'minin alayhi salatu wasalam, his treasure. He told them, if you will ask me, I will show you how to make light out of water. They were surprised. What is he talking about? Light? They thought maybe miracle, which Amir al-Mu'minin can do it. But nowadays, we produce electricity from the turbines or from the river. The river, the flow of the river, you put a turbine in the flow of the river and the turbine runs and it generates electricity. And there could be other meanings also in future, like hydrogen has this ability to the combustion power which hydrogen and oxygen they possess, and that is an energy also which in future you might be able to generate electricity from exactly the water itself. So this was Amir al-Mu'minin alayhi salatu wasalam. He used to tell him, ask me before you miss me. Saluni qabla an tafqiduni. Before you lose me, before I die, ask me. As long, they will be asking him, oh Amir al-Mu'minin, how many hair is in my head? The ant which spoke to Prophet Sulaiman, was it male or female? Heck, you want to get married to that ant? What's the problem? Ask me some proper questions, you know. Ant, male and female. I don't even want to do experiments or you want to get married to that ant or what's the problem? These silly questions they used to ask. And yet, Amir al-Mu'minin alayhi salatu wasalam, sometimes they used to answer them also. What was the name of mother of Prophet Musa alayhi salatu wasalam? Come on, I mean. Ask something which benefits. Imagine if people, they would have asked Amir al-Mu'minin, we would have now been in the space or somewhere else, you know. Because Amir al-Mu'minin told them, ask me, saluni an turuq as-sama, ask me the road to the heavens, the path to the heavens. I know them the same way you know the roads to the earth, paths of the earth, I know the paths to the heavens. But heck, nobody was worried about those kind of things. If we really would have, if people that time would have squeezed Amir al-Mu'minin alayhi salatu wasalam and got this great knowledge, we would have been now in Jupiter or maybe in other galaxy or those Star Wars and those movies might have come true from Muslims, not from non-Muslims. What happened? The non-Muslims, they came, they took the knowledge which Muslims they had, whatever, and they went to the moon. All these, the knowledge to about the moon and all these kind of things, we have in Islamic resources. But it needs contemplation. We just recite Quran on a deceased person, that's fine, that's good. But contemplate in the ayat of the Quran, you will find great knowledge inside the Quran. It's encrypted knowledge. Quran tells us that the mountains are moving. People, they used to say, what kind of mountains are moving? We don't say, maybe the clouds are moving, so it looks like mountains are moving. But now they found out, nobody knew 1,400 years before that the crust of earth is moving. If the crust of earth is moving, then the mountains are moving. And not just that, Quran tells us how this movement is. It's like the movement of the clouds. Tamurrus, murur as-sahab. The movement of the cloud. So this kind of unique and accurate information which is inside the Quran, nobody knew, not Roman civilization, not Persian civilization, and not to mention the Bedouins who were surrounded by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and this great energy of knowledge, Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salatu wasalam. So Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salatu wasalam tells them, one of his companions, Sa'sa' ibn Sawhan, he asks him, O Amir al-Mu'mineen, when will this Dajjal come? Now Dajjal is derived from deceiving person or deceiving thing. There are hadith regarding Dajjal in the books of companion more than our book. Books of companion, they take about school of companion, Sahaba, they talk about Dajjal more than us. We have only few narration, and the narration which talks about detailed proper or characteristics of Dajjal, they are weak narrations. Sayyid Muhammad al-Sadr says that these details are weak, we cannot take. But the thing strong about Dajjal is it's a system. It's a system, it looks with one eye. They say Dajjal has one eye, it looks. It doesn't look with the eye of spirituality or spirit. It just looks at the things with the eyes of materialism, materialistic, imperialistic. That means just prove it to me, 1 + 1 = 2. It's most likely an atheist system. If Dajjal is originally, he said he was from the Jewish family. You can see that many of these systems which are imperialistic and atheist, they are supported by this kind of system which is run by many of the Jewish systems. And another thing about Dajjal, that Dajjal will rule the world. He will have power. He will spread all over. We can see this imperialistic ideology and the materialistic ideologies. They are spreading through the internet, through this media. They are spreading in Middle East. I am surprised to see whatever we see here is spreading very fast in Middle East. And he will be looking at one eye. So basically all those characteristics which you see in the hadith of Dajjal, which are mentioned, basically they focus on a system which is imperialistic or which is just a system which ignores the spiritualism and the spirit. This is called Maddiya, the material system. And some of the Shabab, they have this funny ways to relate things into each other, you know. They say, okay, you want to know the Dajjal? Take out a dollar bill. You know, you'll find Dajjal in it. Dajjal will claim that he is God. Dajjal will be looking with one eye. And so you look at a $1 bill, come on, give us a break. Let's not go too extreme, you know. And people, they have angles to look at things. That does not mean that this dollar bill represents Dajjal, you know. Anyhow, the whole idea is that there is going to be a system. There is going to be a system, and this system is going to be materialistic system. Maddiya. It will ignore the spiritual aspect of human being. It will deal with the human like they deal with animals. And this will be imperialistic or as they say, things which are more like nowadays they say, okay, prove it. 1 + 1 = 2. So this is the interpretation of Dajjal. Sayyid Muhammad al-Sadr and others also, I have read their books, that they support this concept because they say that it is far away to see a giant coming with an eye, you know, and he has a big donkey. This donkey travels from place to place like a flashing light, and this person that carries hellfire with him. And it's more metaphor than the these kind of specific characteristics. So you have to look for this Dajjal. If the system is there and it's spreading, then we are very close to the Imam's appearance. If not, then it will take a longer time for Imam to come. So basically, he's asking, when will this Dajjal come? When will this system come? If Sayyid Muhammad al-Sadr says, that's the interpretation. So Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam says, please sit down, I will let you know what you asked for. فَقَالَ نَعَمْ يَا أَمِيرُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. So he sits down and he tells them, remember this. When will this system come? إِذَا أَمَاتَ النَّاسُ الصَّلَاةِ وَأَضَاعُ الْأَمَانَةِ. Remember we mentioned the sign of Shi'ism is offering the salat on time, fulfilling the trust. If you start seeing Shias, followers of Ahlul Bayt, or Muslims, they start to lose the Salat. They don't offer Salat in their time. They miss this Salat. It's very important. The difference between the believer and non-believer is Salat. If they do like that, that means the time is close. I told you, count the things which you don't see nowadays. And let me know what are the things which I mentioned has not yet exist or does not exist outside. وَأَضَاعُ الْأَمَانَةِ Many people, they will betray the trust. وَاسْتَحَلُّ الْكَذِبِ Lying will be beautiful. Lying will be more sweet to them. Whenever they lie, they don't feel that they're lying. Many times, you know, some of the brothers, they say, Shaykhna, when we say lie, we feel some kind of feeling, unpleasant feeling that I'm doing something wrong. So still there's an unpleasant feeling. So if people, they start to lie, and they don't feel that they are lying, or it's a big issue, then that means the time is closed. وَشَيَّدْ وَأَكَلُ الرِّبَى Usury. They will eat, they will have this conditional interest. The conditional interest like you have with this credit card. The credit card system is surrounding us, not just here in Middle East, everywhere you will see now the credit card system which is based on the interest and usury and the banking system which is surrounding us. So وَأَكَلُوا الرِّبَى they will eat, their income will be all from this interest, unlawful interest. وَأَخَذُوا الرِّشَى they will take bribery. Of course, I don't know, you may not observe bribery here, but in Middle East, mashallah, I don't want to say mashallah, by God, you know, most of the countries, they deal with bribery. Even those countries, when they are rich, their bribery is favored. Like if you know somebody, you know, you will do favor. I mean, the relation is a bribery also. Not necessary money. A person who's working in a government system, he knows somebody, he will help him. He doesn't know somebody, he will not help him. Why? This ma'rifah, this kind of relation is also a type of bribery. وَشَيَّدُ الْبُنْيَانِ They will build buildings. وَبَاعُوا الدِّينَ بِالدُّنْيَا They will sell their religion because of the worldly things, the materialistic things. وَاسْتَعْمَلُ السُّفَهَا That means the leaders of the community, the leaders of the countries, the leaders of the region, these people will be immoral people. They will be sufaha. They will have immoralities. وَقَطَعُوا الْأَرْحَامِ They will disconnect the ties. وَاتَّبَعُوا الْأَهْوَى They will follow their desires. وَاسْتَخَفُوا الدِّمَاءِ They will consider this killing not a big deal. They kill innocent people like ants, you know. Like these are roaches. They don't deserve to live. People, all those extremes and terrorists, they use beautiful titles. There are extremes, they use Islam, and they kill innocents. This is wrong. There are people, they use Judaism, and kill innocents. There are people, they use Christianity, like those crusades, and kill innocents. There are people, they use those beautiful titles, freedom and justice, and bomb on innocents. Many innocents, they die. Families, mothers, children, elders, they die because of these so-called smart bombs, which are dumb basically because they kill many innocents. And this is with the title. They're not using Islam. They're using freedom and justice. How beautiful titles. Peace, freedom, and many innocents die. So why? That's fine. As long as it's for freedom, let's kill the innocents. Let's become terrorists also. So what is the difference between the terrorism committed in the name of Islam, in the name of Judaism, in the name of Christianity, or in the name of peace, freedom and justice? Terrorism is terrorism. Killing innocents is condemned in Islam for sure. And every human who has a little bit of intellect, he will reject this kind of acts of terror of killing innocents. So these people, in the end time, they will kill innocents. They will consider killing is not a big deal. وَاسْتَخَفُّ الدِّمَاء وَكَانَ الْحُلْمُ ضَعِيفًا وَكَانَ الْحُلْمُ ضَعْفًا Sorry. That means if you are patient, if somebody is trying to irritate you, you do sabr. Oh, you are weak. You don't have power. Why? You coward. Come, wait. There is something which is called Wal-Kazimeen Al-Ghayz, those who hold their temper. Instead of praising this person, supporting him to hold his temper, you are telling him, you are coward, go, retaliate. What kind of nature is this? This is the kind of people you will see in the end time, that the patience will be considered weakness. وَالظُّلْمُ فَخْرًا. And if you are unjust, you have obtained the victory. You are victorious. You have committed acts of injustice, acts of oppression, acts of all those kind of injustice. You will be proud. Oh, we have done this. We defeated. We this and we that. This will be at the end time. وَكَانَتِ الْأُمَرَاءُ فَجَرًا. People, again, the leaders will be corrupted people. وَالْوَزَرَاءُ ظَلَمًا. And the ministers will be oppressors. Why? Because if the leader of the country is corrupted, who takes over? Those people who are underneath the cabinet. And they do zulm as much as. Why? Because the person who's chief about them, he's a corrupted person. He doesn't care whatever happens. Just secure me, my kingdom, and do whatever you want. Because he doesn't have any kind of balance, any kind of moral there. So because of immorality, he's giving them green light to the ministers to do whatever you guys want to do. وَكَانَتِ الْأُمَرَاءُ فَجَرًا وَالْوُزَرَاءُ ظَلَمًا وَالْعُرَفَاءُ خَوَنًا. Even those people who claim to be spiritual people or scholarly people, they will be betrayers. They are supposed to speak and they will be supporting the injustice instead of speaking against. If you cannot, that's something else, but don't support the injustice. وَالْقُرَّاءُ فَسَقًا. Those reciters, nowadays I have seen several, those people who recite the nawhas. You see, in Muharram, they will recite nawhas and nice voice and lakmiyat. And after Muharram, they will be in one of those clubs doing those break dance or disco dance and singing for them. I have seen this in Pakistan and India. These same people who recite the nawhas and lakmiyat, they have nice voice. After Muharram, you will find them in some of the clubs. Not all of them, but there. So these qurra, these reciters, they will be fasaqa, they will be immoral. وَظَهَرَتْ شَهَادَةُ الزُّورِ. The false testimony. People, they will testify with false. وَسْتُعْلِنَ الْفُجُورِ. People, they will do wrong thing. Before, if somebody does wrong thing, somebody commits adultery, somebody, he will hide himself. He doesn't want people to know. Now, people, they brag about their sins. Oh, I did wrong with this lady. I did that with that lady. I did this wrong thing. People, they brag about their wrong things. If this is there, then this is the nature of the people of end time. وَاسْتُعْلِنَ الْفُجُورِ وَقَوْلُ الْبُهْتَانِ. Buhtan is somebody, he has not done anything. You put a false accusation on him. In Islam, we have this law. A person is innocent until proven guilty. If somebody tells you, Fulan did something, Fulan, don't you believe in him until he brings you evidences, witnesses. Because if he does not bring witnesses, that means you have to be very strong against him. Tell them, this is buhtan, this is haram. You are not just lying, you are demonizing your brother or your sister in Islam. So this is very important, especially many of the communities. They easily talk about women. And you know how sensitive the status of women is. That if somebody takes out a false accusation about a woman, oh, we saw fulana with the guy. Come on, stop it. You have to prove that guy was really had really bad relation with this girl. Otherwise, you are destroying her personality in the community. Because everybody, anybody, they just want a small thing on women, and that's it. That's the cruelty in the communities where they don't have mercy on women. If guy, he does thousands of fornication and thousands of wrong sins, he's innocent. But if woman, she's seen with a person, that's it. Destroy her. What kind of justice is this? So completely, not men, not women, they should not accuse any of them unless they have strong evidence. And even if they have evidence, they are not allowed to talk unless if they are trying to secure corruption or secure a kind of act of immorality. That's the situation. Otherwise, you go and do Amar bil Ma'ruf. Don't spread the news, I have two witnesses, this lady or this guy, they were going with this person come on, that's too much. That is not right. This is not the attitude of followers of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salatu wasalam. A person is innocent until proven guilty. And this law is used in the courts here. They give the opportunity to the criminal to defend himself. This is Islam. Islam gives that opportunity. Defend the best you can. Give the victim a chance. Give the person who's accused a chance to prove himself that he's innocent. If not, then you can do the punishment or whatever. So this is an Islamic judicial system where a person is innocent until proven guilty. And then وحليت المصاحف, the Quran, they will design them in a nice designs and decoration. Is there a problem? There are many things which Imam Ali mentions. There's not a problem in itself. But people, they will prefer designing and decorating Quran rather than decorating their minds with the knowledge of the Quran. This is what's happening. People, they, nice looking Quran, nice beautiful design. Look at the content of the Quran. Look at what is inside it. So at the end time, people, they'll be more concerned about the designs and the beautification of the Quran and not what is inside the Quran. وَزُخْرِفَةِ الْمَسَاجِدِ The masjid, they will be beautified. Is there a problem? No. Beautify your masjid. In fact, it's one of the important things to keep the masjid in a nice way, in a beautiful way, clean, you know. But people, they will start putting too much importance in decorating the internal masjid. Put that money and bringing people into masjid, inside salat. Put that money instead of putting too much extreme decorations. That is something that people, they will be giving interest to things which are not those kind of essential parts of masjid. وَطُوِّلَتِ الْمَنَارَاتِ The minarets will be longer. People will be competing. I know in some country, they have competition. My masjid is this much taller. The other guy, he increases a little bit longer metal, puts it, so that my minaret is taller than your minaret. People, they compete on minaret. I mean, the same way the materialistic people, they compete between these tall tower buildings and tallest buildings. So now there are people, they compete in minarets. I'm going to build masjid. My minara is going to be more higher than the minaret of Fulan's masjid. Come on, that's not right. So the manarat, they will be lengthened. وَعَلَتْ أَصْوَاتِ الْفُسَّاقِ وَاسْتُمِعَتْ مِنْهُمْ People, corrupted people, their voices will be higher, the media nowadays, and people, they will listen to these people. When you are talking about righteous people, when somebody comes and talks about haq, they will sabotage him, they will not listen to him, they will try to create distractions, deviations, but when corrupted people, when corruption is going to be spread, nobody is going to stop. Everybody will listen from this. Everybody will listen. People, they like to listen to the corrupted news, mixed up news, manipulated news. And when you give people right news, they don't want to listen. So these people, their voices will be raised, and people, they will listen to them. And this is the media. وَكَانَ زَعِيمُ الْقَوْلِ أَرْذَلُهُمْ The leader of the people, instead of having dignity, he will be one of those humiliated people, who will be one of the lowest people, who doesn't know what is the meaning of dignity. That is why the Zaim, the leader of the people, they will humiliate people. وَاتُّقِيَ الْفَاجِرُ People, they will start fearing the corrupted people. Oh, no. He will say, this guy, he's offering salat. Imagine there are countries in Middle East also. Ambisalli, that means something is bad, you know. Ambisalli is retarded guy, he's offering his salah. That means if you offer salah, that's a sign of retarding, that you are retarded, you know. So there are people, they say. Here also, people, no, they'll find out, I'm a Muslim. Okay, now what about salah? No. Hijab, no, they'll find out. So people, they are afraid of people rather than being afraid of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is taqiyya. You have to take security if somebody is going to harm you or your wealth or your dignity or someone related to you. You can take taqiyya. Taqiyya is a security measure. Our a'immas, alimsab, they provide it. But there are people, they are extremely, they're not doing taqiyya. They're fearing extreme fear. Just, there's nothing. I mean, you can especially in Dearborn, you can wear hijab and go outside. No. I'm afraid that is nonsense, you know. Suppose if you're in Texas and somewhere where there are rednecks, you know, and you're alone in rural area, you're wearing hijab in a car and you stop beside gas station, that is a dangerous situation. You may need to consider. But there are sisters, still they insisted on their hijab. So this is the kind of thing that people, they will fear the corrupted people, and they will accept the liar, and the people, they will start giving trust to those people who betray that trust. وَصُدِّقَ الْكَاذِبُ وَأْتُمِنَ الْخَائِنُ وَاتُّخِذَتِ الْقِيَانُ وَالْمَعَازِبُ. The songs and all those corrupted songs and corrupted singers and musics and all these kind of things, they will become so popular that people, they will consider it something regular. In fact, if there are people, they will not listen to music one day, they are missing something. They are missing a kind of food. They are hungry, you know. This is all about corrupted music. Because as we mentioned, that music are two kinds. The haram music will spread like nothing, you know. Like it will be all over the world. Then Imam mentioned, رُكِّبَ ذَوَاتُ الْفُرُوجِ السُّرُوجِ. That means the women, they will be driving. Now, as I mentioned, not all what we mentioned is wrong, but in those days, the women, they never drove cars or even the horses. Very few. Like if a lady, she's riding a horse, that's something very odd. That's like one of the superheroes or something like that. But now, like many women, they are driving cars. It's not bad if they're observing hijab and everything, but this is a kind of phenomena which was not there, and when this phenomena becomes spreaded, that means the coming of the Imam is soon. There will be sisters saying, okay, that means we need to increase driving the car, so Imam will come soon, you know. So anyhow, it's not bad as long as we balance in everything. But this phenomena was not there. وَتَشَبَّهَ الرِّجَالُ تَشَبَّهَ النِّسَاءُ بِالرِّجَالُ وَالرِّجَالُ بِالنِّسَاءُ. People, men, they will try to resemble the women. Women, they will try to resemble the men. Women, they will try to wear the clothing, men-type clothing. Men, they will try to wear the women-type clothing. All those, things which are specific for women, you will see men, they are starting to use. Things which are specific for women, women, they will start to. So this kind of thing, maybe if she wears a pant and the pant is loose, it's not haram. But we are looking at things which is a phenomena which did not exist before, and it will spread. And the more it spreads, the more the coming of the Imam will be closer. وَآثَرُ عَمَلَ الدُّنْيَا عَلَى الْآخِرَةِ. They will always prefer the dunya over the akhirah. وَلَبِسُوا جُلُودَ الضَّأْنِ. Sheep. They will be having sheepskin. And inside there, the sheepskin, they will be having hearts of wolves. Wolf. The hearts of wolves. And وَقُلُوبُهُمْ أَنْتًا مِنَ الْجِيَفِ. Their hearts will be more filthier than the corpse. That means there won't be any sincerity inside the heart. There won't be any loyalty. Most of the people, they will be worrying about their personal interests and personal benefit. How I can use you, not how I can serve you. Not Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam. Imam Ali always thinks, how I can serve others. Here, many people, they think, how I can use this person? How I can use that person? How I can use you, you know? Even if I'm serving you, I'm using you. That kind of nature, if starts, that means there's a lot of deception inside the heart. The hearts are filled with filth, corpus. وَأَمَرْ مِنَ الصَّبَرِ. Sabr is a fruit which is very bitter. Their hearts will be bitter. Their hearts will be filthy. These will be, they will not have any kind of passion, any kind of mercy, any kind of care for others. And that time, Amir al-Mu'mineen says, فَعِنْدَ ذَلِكَ الْوَحَى الْوَحَى. That means, that's the time. Hasten. ثُمَّ الْعَجَلْ عَجَلْ. And hasten. And that's the time where the Dajjal will come. Be careful. Do whatever. Prepare yourself. Hasten in preparing yourself. And then Amir al-Mu'min in this hadith mentions, خَيْرُ الْمَسَاكِنْ يَوْمَ إِذٍ بَيْتُ الْمَقْدِسِ. Jerusalem will be the best places to live. وَلَيَأْتِيَنَّ عَلَى النَّاسِ زَمَانٌ. And there will be time where people, they will wish that they are residents of Jerusalem. So this is one hadith. And other hadith, we may not have enough time today, but basically other hadith also similar. It's narrated by Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam. It mentions so many things. Like for example, the religion will, like see, if the water goes away from the shore, the religion will be like that. The same way the water goes away from the shore, the religion will go away from the people. That means people, they will be religious, but inside themselves, there won't be any religion. So religion will go away. You will find people are Muslim, people are saying Shahadatan, but there won't be any religion. You will see the shar will be zahir, the evil will be out, and haq will go slow down. So that means that when the imam comes, the haq will be going down, but there will be small group of people who will be very strong in haq. So it's like micro and macro. The evil will become more and more and more intense and more wider quantity wise. The haq will narrow down, but this narrowed haq will become stronger and intense also. So both sides there will be intense. So there will be haq. And when the haq becomes so intense, and you will find few people, they are observing haq, and they are striving to maintain, that is the time where imam will come and support these people who will support the imam, who imam is waiting for this kind of entity to exist. These people who will be so tough, who will be Husayniyun, who will be Zainabiyun, who will never give up when they are going to support the haq. So these people, which imam is waiting for them. So the more evil is going to rise, the quantity-wise, haq is going to go down, but quality-wise, haq is going to become stronger and stronger. Those are the 313 people. And by the way, look at the area code of Dearborn. 313. So just, you may be the supporters of the 12th imam, inshaAllah. Anyhow, and you will see that people, the male, يَكْتَفِ الرِّجَالُ بِالرِّجَالِ وَيَكْتَفِ النِّسَاءُ بِالنِّسَاءُ. Men will be, when men will suffice with men, women will suffice with women, men will get married to men, women will get married to women. This kind of, even talking about this homosexuality before, people, they would be shameful. If somebody is homosexual, he will be shy and shameful. He will not. Now, they're bragging. We are, and we defend the rights, you know. This kind of morality has gone down, that people, they are not afraid of even bragging about themselves that they are homosexual. This kind of time, when this kind of thing happens, the time of imam is closer. And وَاكْتَفَ الرِّجَالُ بِالرِّجَالِ وَالنِّسَاءُ بِالنِّسَاءُ وَرَأَيْتَ الْمُؤْمِنَ صَامِتًا لَا يُقْبَلْ قَوْلُهُ. Mu'min, believer, he will talk, nobody accepts his word. So he will sit quiet. And وَرَأَيْتَ الْفَاسِقَ يُكَذِّبْ. And the immoral person will lie, and people, they will take from him. وَلَا يُرَدُّ عَلَيْهِ. And his lies will not be rejected. عَلَيْهِ كَذِبُ. وَرَأَيْتَ الصَّغِيرَ يَسْتَحْقِرُ الْكَبِيرُ. Small children, those days, I remember that when, even in celebrations or in food taking, we kids will stay away until every single elder takes his plate, and then will our turn come. Nowadays, the elders are standing, and the kids, they will jump to the table and start filling their plates. I try to tell them, kids, elders first. No way, we are hungry. So these kind of things, like this, shows that how the time is changing. How the kids, you know, instead of respecting the elders, instead of appreciating the elders, they are humiliating the elders, or they have this kind of disrespectful nature towards the elders. So this is important. On the other side, the elders also, they must have passion on the youngsters also. So it's both sides. احترام الكبير والعطف على الصغير. You have to have respect for elders, and elders must have passion on the kids. Maybe the elders, they lost the passion on the kids. So that's why the children, they are losing the respect for the elders. But no matter what happens, if somebody loses his duty or does not perform his duty, that should not justify you to not to perform your duty. You have to perform your duty, he has to perform his duty. So we all have to do whatever is obligated on us. So we have to respect our elders and have passion and mercy on our kids or youngsters. ورأيت الصغير يستحقر الكبير ورأيت من يمتدح بالفسق يضحك منه. The people, they brag about their wrongdoings. Oh, I slept with that woman last night. Oh, really? Oh my God. So people, they have fun. This is wrong. This is corruption. This guy needs to have some slaps on his face. Let him shut down, sit quiet, you know. No, they are having fun. Oh, really? How was it? Tell us the detail. Come on, you know, he has done haram thing. And you guys are supporting him, encouraging him. I have seen this in some of the majalis. You know, not majalis of mu'mineen, alhamdulillah. But I have seen some of the gathering where people, they brag about their wrongdoings. And the rest of the people, they support him and they laugh on the details. So, وَرَأَيْتَ الْغُلَامِ You will see the boy. يعطي ما تعطى المرأة. Whatever the woman is given, the boy will be given. And this might have some different connotation also. ورأيت النساء يتزوجن النساء. You will see women, they are getting married to the women. ورأيت الرجل ورأيت الناظر يتعوض بالله مما يرى المؤمن فيه من الاجتهاد. When he sees a mu'min, he's striving في سبيل الله. Oh, this guy, he's so extreme. He's so retarded. You're so extreme Muslim. You know, I'm doing my duties. I'm offering my salat. I'm offering my fasting. Where does extreme come from then? No, you're so extreme, you know. People, if a woman, she wears hijab, she's extreme Muslim. Why? This is a duty fulfilling. So people, they will be considering these people who are striving to secure their religion, fulfill their duties, responsibilities. People, they're seeking refuge. No, no, no. I don't want to become like you. You are very extreme. And وَرَأَيْتَ الْكَافِرَ فَرِحًا لِمَا يَرَى فِي الْمُؤْمِنِ The deviated person, he will be happy when he sees the mu'min in desperate position. مَرِحًا لِمَا يَرَى فِي الْأَرْضِ مِنَ الْفَسَادِ When the deviated person sees the corruption everywhere, he will be happy. And the hadith is long. Inshallah, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive all our sins and shortcomings. Before I end, I ask question, how many of these you have not seen yet? How many of these which we mentioned you have not seen yet? Which one?
That one where the cat boy and the girl will be given what to the boy is and what to the girl.
Get married?
No. What the boy has done, his right will be given to the girl and the girl's right will be given to the boy.
The boy's right will be given to the girl, the girl's right will be given to the boy. This is happening, and in the court many times, you know, the what women deserve, it's given to the man. And what men deserve is given to the men. Many times I have seen this court system, but it's not as spread as it is mentioned. But it's going to spread. Sometimes what happens in the judicial system, when they see a person, he's a Muslim male, even if he's innocent, the judge will take the decree towards the woman, just to show that we are for the women, you know. So I have seen many times. Of course, sometimes the husband is guilty as charged. But there were times that the husband was innocent, but the judge shifted the hukum and the haq and the right towards the woman. So there are most of these things, as you know, are happening. Some are happening in lower degree, some are happening in bigger degree, and this lower degree might spread into become bigger degree. So we have to be very careful. Tomorrow, inshallah, we'll have our last session, and we will be finishing the two volumes. Inshallah, in future, if we have time, opportunity, we'll continue the third and fourth volume, where we will see the coming of the Imam, the predictions, and his government, and until the Day of Judgment. How will the world end? So these are the two volumes left, inshallah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive all our sins and shortcomings. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless all our marhumin who have left this world. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make the appearance of our 12th Imam soon and keep us among his loyal and sincere supporters. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep us safe and secure from all these distractions and deviations of the end time, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless all the mu'mineen around the world, to keep them safe and secure from every evil and every terror. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make this month the month of peace and prosperity and dignity and spirituality for all the Muslims around the world. Wa akhiru da'wan alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen wa sallallahu ala muhammadin wa alihi al-tahirin.
Allahumma salli ala muhammad.